If you're buying a home for the first time, like Jason or Denny's, or maybe refinancing to get a lower rate and shorten your loan term, like Virginia, the team at Ideal Lending Solutions can help. Five-star service from an A-plus rated mortgage lender. Go to affordthedream.com.
Ideal Lending Solutions is an equal housing lender. NMLS 237341, division of American Financial Network. Florida license MLD 891. Not all applicants will qualify.
KVJ Cuts.
Said you found a little trick to encourage your son Rocco to get to the dentist today, Virginia?
Yes. So he's actually rolling up to the dentist right now as we speak.
Oh, he is. Okay.
He has several cavities because he's like his dad. He likes that soda and it's the worst thing.
Oh, no. Okay.
And he likes the sugar and he likes the treats and he likes all of it. And he does not like brushing.
Oh, boy. That's a bad combo.
All the things he's talking about, they're all awesome. They taste great.
I know. I get it. So, yeah, he's going to have some pretty major dental work today.
Ooh.
And they're trying to do it with the gas mask. You know, they put the mask on you, make the kids breathe it, and then they can do the work on them because they're kind of like loopy.
Okay.
If he fights them on the gas mask, then he has to get the IV sedation, which I'm freaked out about.
But oh, jeez.
I know. It's like horrifying to me.
Okay.
To think about knocking him out with the IV sedation and the dentist and anesthesia and I just, I'm not there yet.
Well, who's going to sedate you about the anxiousness of him being sedated?
Amen. Mama needs a Valium.
I didn't even know they did that.
So Panda came up with this trick. His friend told him to say, you know, the gas mask, it's kind of like a cool mask that they wore like in Top Gun. And then show him clips of Top Gun, the movie where they're wearing the mask. And so Panda was showing Rocco clips of Top Gun, and Rocco was like, oh, is there a microphone in my mask too? And Panda's like, yeah, there is. And Rocco's like, cool, awesome, so I can talk and y'all can hear me? And Panda's like, yeah. So now Rocco is so jazzed about the mask.
Wow.
And
okay.
Before, he was horrified at the concept of it, because we did try this before.
Oh, and it didn't work well.
No, it did not work well.
But now it's cool, because he's like a Top Gun fighter pilot.
Exactly. I hope.
That's smart.
I'm praying. He's a little bit older. He's a little less combative.
Okay.
You know, he'll still curse at you, but he's not as combative as he was when he was smaller.
Okay. All right. So he's maturing.
Hopefully.
Do you know how long it might take, this procedure?
I'm thinking at least an hour. He's got so much work that has to be done.
I'm not sure the last time you've had that mask thing done to you. They did.
I was little the last time I had it.
So it's the one where it'll take him out, right? It'll sedate him pretty good.
I don't know.
When I got my tonsils taken out, I was, I think, 24 at the time, which is late to get your tonsils taken out. And they go, here's what I want you to do. I want you to count to 10 as we put this mask on. If you can get to 10, we're going to give you $50. I'm like, all right. So I start counting. I didn't even get to 2. It gets in you really quick.
Are you sure that wasn't anesthesia?
I don't know.
Yeah, because anesthesia hits you like a ton of bricks.
So that's not what this. That's not. They're not going to put him out like that.
I don't think so. Not this go round. Now, if he curses and fights with the dentist, then yeah, he will have the IV sedation with the, you know.
So what does the what's the mask do then? It just sort of.
It kind of just, like Virginia said, it makes you a little bit loopy.
Like laughing gas.
Yeah.
They call it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
all those videos of parents embarrassing their kids in the car ride home from the dentist, and the kids like, they took my nose off.
Don't.
And that's because of laughing gas.
Don't take Rocco's nose. Don't make him think he's got no nose.
I would never. Maybe.
Was that laughing gas that made him that loopy?
I think so, right?
I don't know. I'm over here thinking anesthesia's laughing gas and laughing
gas.
I don't know.
I'm not completely certain of anything, but I'm just knowing that I'm so happy that I stuck Panda with this and I don't have to be there because I'd be freaking out.
But even with the laughing gas, I think it works pretty quick.
Good.
Yeah, what are the different levels of gassing somebody?
How do you knock a kid out?
Yeah, I think laughing is loopy, and then, yeah, I don't know what it is they do for the major dental work. It seems like it's different than just regular laughing gas.
I think if you're going out, they give you the anesthesia. That makes sense. And then the laughing gas, I think, wears off after a little bit of time.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
They got so many of those kind of drugs, man. I remember when I thought I was having
a lot of ways to make you high.
I thought I was having a heart attack, so I went to the emergency room, and it was just a panic attack. Uh-huh. And they gave me
that happens to a lot of people. It you does. Shouldn't be embarrassed.
I was very embarrassed. They gave me this thing called Ativan, and it was an IV.
Yeah.
And I had just broken up with my girlfriend, and I just start talking about all of my problems. And next thing I know, there's like eight nurses in there just listening to everything I'm talking about. And it wasn't even a heart attack. I was just having a panic attack.
We got a talker.
I felt like such a lame-o.
You got to hear this guy's story.
Oh, my gosh. This sad sack in room number four.
Oh, it was rough.
Any chance we can get some Ativan for the next segment?
Oh, my gosh. Can you take Ativan orally?
I would be singing like a songbird.
That's what we need, my man.
Truth serum.
That's what we need.
On 97.9 WRMF.
Have you gotten an update on your kid Rocco and how he's doing in the dentist chair?
So let's
with
see.
With the laughing gas?
Nope. They just took x-rays and they're making sure before they go in there and start doing the work.
Okay.
No word on if they gave him the gas yet, I'm asking.
Just trying to see how that goes. Your great tactic to tell him that he looks like a fighter pilot in that mask is pretty genius.
Let's see if he figures out the lie.
Well, there's no microphone in the mask, so he'd be like, there's no microphone in the mask. This place sucks, guys.
Well, everybody's got to act like there is a microphone in the mask.
And they can act like they hear him?
Yes.
Okay.
We gotta play this game now.
You got to do a whole charade.
Your decision-making skills are on point. You're listening to the KVJ Show on 97.9 WRMF.
Well, when you're a parent, you've got to get creative. And a lot of times to get your kids to do something, you've got to figure out a way to make them do something that they wouldn't like to do by maybe creating a scenario or a game out of something. Virginia had a brilliant parenting idea. Her son Rocco was going to be going to the dentist.
Yeah, so one of Panda's friends told him this because Rocco's afraid of the gas mask at the dentist that they put on you to give you that nitrous oxide. And Rocco, we've tried it before. He fights with everybody. He curses. He doesn't like the gas mask. So Panda last night was showing him clips from Top Gun, telling him that it's just like in Top Gun. It's a gas mask, but it's got a microphone in it, and you can talk to people. It's so cool.
Smart.
You'll be like a fighter pilot. And Rocco was like, oh, yeah, I want to do it. And then they got him there this morning, and apparently Rocco became belligerent and a quote-unquote dangerous patient.
Okay. A dangerous patient?
He's just... He,
how old is he?
He's five.
Okay.
And he's not even big. He's kind of scrawny, actually.
Yeah, I think it's more of the essence of Rocco.
It's the attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yep, no gas mask. He would not do it. He fought them, and now we have to do the IV sedation, which starts at $1,400.
Okay, so they didn't even do it, though, this time, right? So
no, now we have to rebook it for a new day. And
okay, but you don't have to pay twice, right?
I don't think so.
You have to pay for that, but you do have to pay for going to the service today, though.
Oh, yeah, for today's visit. I'm sure it'll be something small. But, I mean, I think the $1,400 is like just to get the IV sedation. Whatever work they have to do is on top of that. And he's going to need, like, extensive work.
How many cavities did he have? Is it just cavities?
I think every tooth has a cavity.
Can you are you able to do something orally where you can give the kid something and knock him out that way?
Vodka?
I mean...
Yeah, what do they do if you just, you know, because...
Well, the old dentist, here's what happened. The old dentist used to give them like this kitty cocktail. And what it was just probably like some kind of alcohol, high alcohol drink. Hmm. They used to like knock out and then he could do his work.
Okay.
But the new dentist is like a young guy. And like, I guess, you know, giving your kids high doses of alcohol is not a safe thing.
Wait, so did your old dentist give Rocco liquor?
Yes. No, but it was like just a special drink that all the dentists use. It wasn't like he was giving him Tito's.
Did you guys grow up in the 1920s? It sounds like the kind of dentist.
No, this was like how they used to do it. But not anymore. Now the new dentist if the kid is a horrible child like Rocco, they IV sedate them.
So why didn't they do that this time?
I wanted to try the gas one more time. I thought, okay, maybe he's matured. Maybe we can not have to pay $1,400 for the IV sedation.
Yeah. So how do you, if you can't put a mask on them, how do you do the IV with them?
I don't know. I won't be there. This is not my gig. I'm sending Panda.
Just pawn it off to Panda.
This is it. He's got cavity duty.
Yep. This is his song and dance.
Okay. That's his payment for giving him soda.
I can tell by her tone. She ain't playing.
Yeah.
She's pissed.
I'm so pissed. Because on top of that, I honestly don't want him to be given, you know, anesthesia. It's just,
no.
It's a lot for a little guy. He's
it
a
is.
Little guy.
Yeah.
Yes, he fights like a full-grown man, but he's not.
Yeah. Boy, that is some tough stuff.
How do you deal with that as a parent? Because it's frustrating for you because now you have to deal with all of this over again. And do you punish him for this?
At this point, the dental work, like prior visits, it was an emergency situation. Mm-hmm. Now it is. Now the cavities have gotten so extreme that we're talking about, you know, you can see them. Like, I can see his cavities when I brush his teeth.
Oh, wow.
They're very visible.
They're visible. Very visible.
So does this change the soda intake or anything along those lines that cause the cavities, or are you still...
You know, I fight the fight every day, but nobody listens to me. And then there's so much soda consumption, and I beg for water, and I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Apparently nobody listens to me.
Okay.
Everybody's got rotting teeth, but me.
Yeah, that's a tough one then.
I listen to you, especially during the dirt of the day. Try to make you feel better.
So the next time he goes right in, they put an IV in him and knock him out that way?
I guess.
I guess you got to hold him down or strap him down or something?
I don't want to be there. I can't be there. That's too much for me. No.
They would do that with Chewy when he would take me to the vet. He had a tough time with people touching him. They had to put a doggy muzzle on him.
Damn.
Do they got to put a kid? Do they do kid muzzles? I feel like that's outdated. I feel like you get canceled as a dentist.
Maybe they can put like a Hannibal Lecter mask on him.
I mean, does Rocco walk right in and they just stick him to get it over with?
You're going to have to sneak up on him because the kid, he knows what's going on around him. You're going to have to be tricky.
That's funny. When you're talking about how, oh yeah, the mask got a microphone in it. It's going to be like Top Gun. I don't want to poo-poo on that, but I'm thinking, there's no way Rocco's buying this.
It sounded fun.
I mean, it sounds so fun.
I was so enthusiastic. Optimistic. It was a great
challenge.
Idea.
Somebody texted in and said, my son is Rocco's age, and he's had this done twice. They give them a shot before the IV, and they don't remember a thing. But somebody else said, it is kind of expensive. Cost me $1,800.
Damn.
Come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. I mean, so not only is it emotionally going to be awful, it's financially going to be awful. So that's awesome.
If it makes you feel any better, lunch and dinner is on the bird on Saturday when we hang out to write that weird song.
How about anesthesia? That's what she really needs paid.
I know what mama needs.
Yeah, you want to help me crack that big 1,400 nut?
Yeah, that's what she really needs.
You want anesthesia, but it's not for Rocco.
Yes, for herself.
You get mommy a pill.
KVJ Cuts.
Whether you're buying a home for the first time or interested in refinancing, Ideal Lending Solutions' goal is to help you get optimum rates and loan terms while providing excellent five-star service. Ideal Lending Solutions. Check them out online at affordthedream.com.
Ideal Lending Solutions is an equal housing lender. NMLS 237-341, a division of American Financial Network. Florida license, MLD 891. Not all applicants will qualify.